In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning, and welcome to our churches of St. Margaret and St. Cadog on this, the Feast of the Most Holy and Glorious Trinity. It is lovely to have you with us. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give light to those who live in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us your servants grace by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in power of the divine majesty, to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith, that we may evermore be defended from all adversities, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Proverbs. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth, when he had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made the firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limits, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." The response to Psalm 8. You have set your glory above the heavens. You have set your glory above the heavens. O Lord our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babe and infants, you have founded a bulwark, because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. You have set your glory above the heavens. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? You have set your glory above the heavens. Yet you have made them a little lower than God, and crowned them with glory and honour. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet. You have set your glory above the heavens. All sheep and oxen, and also the beast of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Throughout the year, we have journeyed from Advent to Christmas, Lent to Easter, and Ascension to Pentecost. And today, we are celebrating the Most Holy Trinity. On this Trinity Sunday, we think of the God who manifested himself to humanity in the course of history as God, the Creator of our Father, God the Son as the Word made flesh, and God the Holy Spirit. This is the one God who has revealed himself in three forms. The solemnity of the Holy Trinity challenges humanity a lot in our living in this world, wherever we find ourselves. The Trinitarian doctrine makes us see perfect unity, perfect oneness, and perfect collaboration. We see perfect respect of people, division of labour in one accord, not leaving each to do it alone at a time, but actively behind its success by all the persons lending support and cooperation. But even though we know of God as this three in one, how can we describe the Trinity? We know that God is our Father, not only in that he is our Creator, but that he is also our Redeemer. When we speak of God the Son, this refers to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is Jesus as God in human form, who was sent to save humanity. It is Jesus who teaches us to love one another as he loves us, and who gave his life so that we may be free of sin. The Holy Spirit is a perfectly holy and spotless God, free of any sin or darkness. He not only shares the strengths of God the Father and Jesus, but he is also all-loving, forgiving, merciful, and just. He stands ready to help us change from the person we are today to the person we want to be, which is ever closer to the character of Christ. The Holy Spirit had no beginning and has no end. With the Father and Son, he existed before creation. The Spirit dwells in heaven, but also on earth, in the heart of every believer, in the heart of each one of us. The Holy Spirit serves as teacher, counselor, comforter, strengthens and inspires us. He reveals to us the scriptures. He is a caller of ministers and intercessor in prayer. Today's readings put us in the serious thought of the mystery we celebrate today. The voice we heard in the first reading claimed the same existence with God, was together with him when the world was made, and gave him support. That voice was giving power and reality to what God was doing. That voice speaking is in him and working with him. This gives us a thought about God's Spirit working in him from within his being. In the same vein, St. Paul, admonishing the Roman Christians, made them understand that they received their faith in God the Father through Jesus Christ, who poured love of God the Father into their hearts through the Holy Spirit, which had been given to them. St. John followed in the same doctrine by presenting Jesus Christ as Word of the Father, who has a lot to give the people, but reserved the fullness and completion of that mission to the Holy Spirit, who is of truth and will glorify him. As we celebrate this solemnity, we are challenged to destroy all obstacles against unity and the cooperative achievement of single purpose. We must fight against things that promote lack of collaboration, situations in life that insults people and degrades the dignity of others. It is up to each of us to learn the lessons of the most blessed and adorable Trinity. Let us learn to live in perfect love, in due respect for each person around us, working with each other to achieve a common purpose of life for humanity. Let us learn to live in respect for God and feel the closeness of God in our life and appreciate that we are disciples of Jesus, carrying the Spirit of the Father, who with Jesus will inherit God from his Father. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of Church, among them Mary our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. Refresh your Church with the power of the Holy Spirit. Open the hearts of all Christian people to proclaim the glory of your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world for the victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, Gaza and Israel, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit of peace in their governing of all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness and gentleness, grow within each of us, that we might better care for one another and for our neighbours. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. The peace of the Lord be with you, and with all those whom you love, and also with you. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you have revealed yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and live and reign in the perfect unity of love. Hold us firm in this faith, that we may know you in all your ways, and evermore rejoice in your eternal glory, Holy and Eternal Trinity, one God, now and forever. Amen. Before we come to our blessing and final hymn, may I take this opportunity to thank you for joining with us this week, and hope that you are once again able to join with us next week. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.